I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistan's court is hearing the case against a Muslim employer who murdered a 12-year-old Christian girl. International Christian Concerns' Jonathan Racho says,
on January 22, a Muslim lawyer by the name Muhammad Naeem tortured and killed a 12-year Christian girl in Lahore, Pakistan.
Now, there's no verdict yet in this case, but the murder highlights the plight of Christians in Pakistan. Still, Racho remains optimistic.
Persecution could not stop the gospel from being preached and from Christian being faithful to Christ.
Next, long before Port-au-Prince was devastated by the earthquake, God's hand was on One Hope's ministries. One Hope's Bob Hoskins says they were ready to expand work with an additional 500,000 Books of Hope when the quake hit. One Hope quickly made these Books of Hope and the God Man film available to the many organizations already distributing food, water, and medical care. Hoskins says they're giving survivors something they need to live.
You can live for a few days without water, and you may live for even a few weeks without food. But you can't live at all without hope.
Consider aiding One Hope in this effort. Also pray for the people who are still reeling from the devastation. And in a time when many ministries are scaling back, Send International just appointed 6 new missionaries. The new missionary teams will be returning home to begin raising support for their future kingdom-building work in Spain, Ukraine, Japan, and Albania. Pray that they'll be able to raise their support quickly. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering a free copy of the book, Prayer Factor, by evangelist Sammy Tippett. This updated version will help you learn the great truths about prayer. To get your copy, which includes a study book, call 1-800-995-4828, or you can follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.